Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based in Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching is A Story of Hope and Grace.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or a walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a person worthy in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus presents us with a beautiful and challenging gospel today. He reminds us that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In fact, we might call it a beggar's gospel. Jesus is reminding us that in one way or another, that we are called to be beggars before the God of abundant life, the God of love and mercy. None of us has all the pieces of the puzzle or all the answers to life's big questions. And that's probably what enables us to welcome God's bountiful gifts. God invites us to weave together this communal tapestry of solidarity and friendship among ourselves. Some years ago, I was living in the indigenous mountain region of Guatemala. One of the things that I used to marvel at was to watch the women pull their colorful yarns out of their bags and begin to weave beautiful, colorful huipils. Huipil was the native dress of the Kekchi indigenous women. It was as if these vibrant threads and colors had just fallen from heaven, a gift from the universe to manifest in a world of beauty, a world of rainbows and rivers. In those places of colorful silence, the stuff of daily life reminded me of God. As I would contemplate these women weaving incredibly beautiful pieces of artwork, I felt almost that I was watching creation unfold once again from the silent emptiness of the womb of God. Every color of the rainbow would be woven into very ordinary things: children's clothes, tablecloths, colorful bags, shoes, and even homemade soccer balls. Jesus, I think, is reminding us in today's gospel that all we have to do is to open our hands and hearts and welcome God's gift of daily bread. We don't need to take gold or silver or copper with us on the journey. Jesus invites us to live with open hands and open hearts that teach us to see the face of God. All we have to do is say, "Yes, Lord, here I am. Remember to hear, I'm longing to hear your word." Jesus' path is pretty simple, actually. As you enter a house, he says, wish it peace. He's inviting us to live our lives in the present moment with open hands, open hearts, ready for God's surprises. Could it be that God is just waiting for us to gather in a circle so that the universe can show us the multicolored face of God? I remember seeing the first group of children playing soccer in Central America with a ball made out of grass and paper and anything else that they could squeeze into it to make it into a soccer ball. I stood there mesmerized, wondering if this is how the God of Genesis created the universe out of nothing. Jesus says to the apostles, "Don't take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic or sandals or a walking stick. But as you enter a house, wish it peace. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside the house or town and shake the dust from your feet." I think that Jesus is inviting us in today's gospel to let God surprise us once again along the path of life. We're being invited to leave a bit of the accumulated stuff back home. It seems that God is challenging us to set off once again, leaving behind our trunks of stuff in order to enter into this dynamic unfolding of creation. Jesus says, "No need to take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for your journey or a second tunic, sandals or a walking stick." I think that Jesus is inviting us to let go of all the accumulated stuff that makes us lose our place in this gift of life. Jesus himself says to us, when you enter a house, just very simply, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. And if it's not, let the peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dirt from your shoes. Brothers and sisters, it's a great blessing to be sent out as beggars to share the good news of God's mercy and compassion, a love with the poor. As we know, we hear in the beginning of our scriptures, in the beginning, God spoke a word. God spoke a word into this great silence. And then everything began to happen. Keep it simple. This isn't a marathon. It's the mercy of God kneaded into the bread of life.